Staff is on board.
Schaefer Van Hout. Is that resigned?
That's what the new one?
Yeah, then she didn't come to even come to a meeting. Okay.
Van Hout.
All right, Kolash here. Kadura absent. Abdullahi absent. Priest
here.
Lusala
here.
Paul Schantz
here.
Minda Shannon
here.
All right, end on a bang.
We have a quorum.
We do, just barely. Absolutely. All right. I think if there are no objections, I'd like to read the land acknowledgement tonight.
Yes,
yeah, do please it. Do that. Yeah.
We meet today in the community of Iowa City, which now occupies the homelands of Native American nations to whom we owe our commitment and dedication. The area of Iowa City was within the homelands of the Iowa, Meskwaki, and Sauk, and because history is complex and time goes back far beyond memory, we also acknowledge the ancient connections of many other indigenous peoples here. The history of broken treaties and forced removal that dispossessed indigenous peoples of their homelands was and is an act of colonization and genocide that we cannot erase. We implore the Iowa City community to commit to understanding and addressing these injustices as we work toward equity, restoration, and reparations. Agenda item 3, approval of the August 27th meeting minutes.
So move.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Minutes are approved. Item 4, public comment on items not on the agenda. Commentators shall address the commission for no more than 5 minutes. Commissioners shall not engage in discussion with the commentator or one another concerning remarks. Do we have anyone wishing to comment tonight? Appears no. Okay. Moving on. 5, correspondence. I didn't see any in the packet. Nope. All right. Item 6, updates on outreach and engagement by the police department. And no one here tonight to represent the police department. Okay. Item 7, Corridor Community Action Network Con 2024. And there is information in...
That one is just there because at the last meeting you decided to have a table, but I'm not sure if I know who's tabling it. But you also were still up in the... You definitely committed to a table, but you weren't sure if you wanted to do a program.
Right. Okay. So table, this is Saturday, October 19th from 11 to 6 in the Ped Mall. Anyone available to staff the table?
Not available.
I'm not available.
Stephanie, I'm sorry, did you say there was something in addition to tabling?
Well, at the last meeting, it was supposed to be decided today whether or not you wanted to present a program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Unfortunately, I'm not in town either.
Yeah.
So we might not be having a
we'll
table
not
then.
Be able to have a table.
Okay. I don't know if there's any point in talking about a program then.
Yeah.
Also out of town. Okay. Yeah, and I, due to current family situation, I can't commit to that. So I don't know if I will be available or not. So.
No. No table.
Looks like we'll have to cancel the table. Sorry. We pass along our apologies to Mandy and the and the network.
I don't know if Viana's available.
Viana? Hi, Viana.
How are you doing? How are you? Yeah.
We're discussing the Action Network event on Saturday, October 19th. And we at the last meeting, we said we were interested in having a table at the event, but it appears none of us are available to staff the table unless you are.
I'm going to have to check my calendar first.
Okay.
Right. No pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
11 to 6, right?
And that's the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have something going on that day. Yeah. So right. I won't be able to...
So, no. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Then item 8, Indigenous Peoples Day event on October 14th.
So I have, let's see, Lusala, Kadura, and Panya doing that. Is that correct?
We expressed some interest on that. Yeah.
Say that again.
I said, yes, I expressed some interest on that day, and John V as well.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Great.
Excellent.
So we're still okay with keeping that on the calendar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please take photos.
And I'll probably...
So that's a Monday, what is it?
It's Monday at Terry Troop Recreational Center.
Okay.
And it's literally a table.
Yeah,
Table. And I can...
Is it all day?
No, it's from 4 to 7, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really well attended last year. Mallory did a great job with it in the Parks Department, and I'm really glad that we'll have a table there this year. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Item 9, Human Rights Awards on October 23rd. We have our nominations, and Roger and I are reviewing those this weekend, and we'll be selecting the recipients. This ceremony on the 23rd, Stephanie,
correct.
Do you have our marching orders for that
yes.
yet?
Right. Yes. And I'll send out a detailed email prior to that date. Yeah, and we're putting together the program, and usually it's the chair and vice chair who's present, and then another commissioner closes it out. So usually we go by who's leaving. So John V, I know her seat is up, and she has indicated to me she's not reapplying. So who else is up? There should be two other people.
I think I might be up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who is the third person?
It's listed.
I'm
here,
confused now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It's Sylvia's position.
Yep. Yep.
And so the person who just resigned, that's theirs.
Resigned.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, unless anybody that's currently present wants to do the closing, which, you know, you certainly can volunteer to, I would probably just give it to John V by default. But if anybody else wants it, say aye.
Well, John V's
going to be there. I like John V having that visibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will John V do it?
Yeah. We'll have John V do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just to confirm, it's at 7. In the morning, right?
A.M.
Correct.
Not at night. Just
so correct. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And we're supposed to be early and welcome people.
Yes.
Right. Got it. Mm-hmm. With our
supposed
name badges.
With your name badges,
oh,
yes.
That's right. And if anybody has misplaced theirs or lost theirs, let me know, mm-hmm. and I can get one reordered for you.
Okay.
All right. I think that's it for the Humids. It's at the View Rooftop.
Rooftop again. Okay. All right. Yeah. Always a really good breakfast.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Agenda item 10, retreat to revisit the strategic plan. And the first one of those is coming up on October 15th.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they'll both be held in or across the street at the Robert A. Lee Community Recreational Center in Meeting Room B. Jennifer, the person who I guess is facilitating the strategic plan, has sent a survey out. Well, I sent it out, but she did it last Friday. And she said to date only 2 people have participated in that. So you have until Friday, October 4th to get that completed. And then I also sent out a menu for what your preference is and if there's any accommodations I need to make in lieu of, you know, what we're presenting for food. So if you could also get that to me by the 4th, too, that would be appreciated so we can get that ordered.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to send my apologies. I will be traveling for work on both of those dates, both of those weeks. So unfortunately, I'll miss those sessions.
Send you lots and lots of your thoughts.
Just channel me, Roger.
Right.
Are you available virtually or no?
Definitely not on the November date. It will be very early in the morning on the 15th for me in Geneva, so probably not.
Yeah. No. And Jennifer, actually, there's not going to be a Zoom option.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The
yeah,
way
I
she does this. It, she does it with the...
Got it.
The post-its on the wall and markers dots, so it just it doesn't work with online.
All right. Well, we will miss you, Kelsey.
I will miss you too. Mm-hmm.
Make sure to have fun. Thank you.
All right. Item 11, racial equity, social justice grant, and informational sessions.
So there's a few things here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it usually the commission is doing the informational sessions in November. I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to watch the city council work session last week where they talked about the grants. Mm-hmm. But having sat through that meeting, you know, and hearing kind of how other city departments and divisions handle grants, I guess I would like the opportunity to kind of go and revamp that current application. I think, you know, climate action, they make the organization show how their project fits into to their, you know, strategic plan or their climate action. Mm-hmm. So just thinking off the top of my head, I'm thinking, you know, something that has to do with, you know, kind of the elimination of discrimination, bring groups to, you know, more in line with what the ordinance says about the Human Rights Commission and what your purpose is. Oh. I also think $25,000 is too much. And of course, you know, you'll see it and get to mark it up in red marker and say, you don't like this, you don't like that. But I think $25,000 is a lot. I think there needs to, as staff, we kind of see what's coming in. I think it might be an opportunity to make it a reimbursement grant and not a straight cash in hand, particularly when you're given $25,000 out. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's issued out over, you know, a few months, like every quarter they get X amount. But I just think there's opportunities to really improve it and tighten it up. So Kristen and I, the other person in the office, would like a chance to work on that. Having said that, we're probably not going to meet this November date for you guys to have an informational session. So I'm thinking like maybe January, we kind of roll it out to you, this application, and then we'll just kind of space it out from there. I also have been working with a company that does an online grant process. So people would submit, you know, just through this link. But the nice thing is that for you, the reviewers, you would just go online to review. And then the system also, when you have qualifications, if an organization doesn't meet those qualifications, it automatically stops the application at that point and sends them an email, you know, telling them to contact staff for more information. Wow. So that way, you know, we're not wasting anybody's time. And if there is just a mistake or a misunderstanding, I can redirect them and then they can still go back and apply. It also tallies your scores as you're doing it. I mean, it's just a much smoother process. But for those folks who are still old school like myself that still prefer, you know, a hard copy, that's still an option. But I do think there's a lot of people that might find it easier just to do this online reading and ranking. You know, I think we should probably have like a word limit or a word count limit so that they're all basically the same length. So you're not getting some that are 2 pages and some that are 7. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just a lot of different things. I'm thinking also, and again, this will all come to you for approval. I'm not really sure it should be for-profit businesses. Like maybe it should just be restricted to nonprofits.
Yeah.
I agree.
So just a lot of things we've been thinking. Mm-hmm. And so.
Yeah. I really like it. I like the direction.
So yeah. Really so like that's what Kristen and I plan on doing. So, and like I said, just give us a few months and we'll get it presented and then you can, and I'll, you know, we can let the community know not to anticipate it rolling out at the time that it usually does due to changes that are being made to both the format and just kind of the process in general. So,
those all sound like great ideas. Yeah.
Okay.
One other thing, like as you're considering that, one thing I thought is putting some more concrete parameters around organizations that have already received the grant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can only get the grant like once every 3 years or something like that. But you know, whatever you and Mallory come up with, you know, maybe something like that as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know too, and Roger, you raised this point recently too in the calls that you and Mark had with people that were not granted last time about the use of ChatGPT in creating the text. And so I think if the questions can be more specific or shorter, maybe that will lend itself to people not feeling like they have to use ChatGPT to create the text. It's like, you know, here's just, let me just tell you about my project in a way, or maybe they are able to voice that in a, you know, non-written way somehow. You know, maybe there's a way to get a little bit more specific where they don't feel they have to use it like that. Because it's hard for us to weed through that kind of language because it's not, it's saying a lot, but it's also really not saying a lot for us about the project. And that made it difficult this time.
Definitely. Agreed.
Good point.
Okay, so if anybody has any suggestions, you can just shoot me an email and we'll add them to the list. So.
I like it.
Thank you.
I think it makes
so
it
thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that. That sounds great. Yeah.
Hopefully easier this year.
Yes. All right. Great. Okay. Any other comments or suggestions or thoughts on the grant?
I think that's a great direction.
Okay, great.
I just have one thing to say. Like, I had an issue, like, legally. Do you have, like, can you do, like, a background check on those people who applies? Like, you know, sometimes giving, you know, the money to to channel it through people that they have a record.
That would be a council decision. That wouldn't come from from us.
You have an organization where people will have a record, like, you know, re-entry program. That would be...
But the issue is if they're still in the process of conviction or prosecution or something, like if there's case still, you know.
But they're not, then they...
innocent.
Yeah, they're not. They're innocent until you're proven guilty, and then, so.
I think, too, like that, we evaluate the grant applications based on the content of the grant application and the organizations. We don't normally evaluate them based on the individuals submitting them. So I think that's the, that for me would be the... also challenge that we don't normally evaluate the individuals anyway.
Just about, you know, I just to eliminate, you know, the loopholes that people they can use and, you know, like
it would know. Be it would have to come from city council.
Yeah, you have to come from council.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't have the authority to add a background check or anything. But one thing I can say is this new online format allows you to actually black out the applicant's name, which I think will be interesting to kind of see where you guys land when you don't know what organization it is. Because so it's just kind of interesting. But
because in that, you know, kind of responding to that, it has to be uniform with all the grants that the city kind of gives out. Because we have organizations that apply for the community development grant. You know, you don't know who's managing that organization, if they have a record or not. So then you have to fit that mode too. So that's going to have to be some parameter that the city council is going to have to put on a lot of the things. So,
well, I think with the follow-up that we are doing right now, you know, with the ones who got the grant and the ones who did not get the grant, I think that, you know, provide us with a better, you know, vision of it was used exactly for what it was intended for.
Yeah.
I think that gives us a peace of mind, like you granted it to people who really deserve it.
Yeah.
So that's another way that I look at it. But I was just curious to know if that's something that you could do or not, or we could do.
I mean, you certainly could make that suggestion to city council, but it just wouldn't be something that we could just do.
I like the possibility of the reimbursement process, because most of the grants the city gives, usually some of them are reimbursement. You spend, and then they reimburse you. And some of them are either are on a quarterly basis or things like that. So those are just a few of the things to look into. So, but I like the direction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Agenda item 12, commission committees.
No.
No. I know we're a no.
We are waiting to have this big strategic plan.
The strategic plan.
I think we're all in a holding pattern, so we understand the strategy further.
Yeah, with the retreat and the strategic plan, so.
We have an update,
Oh, yeah, let's hear it. Perfect.
So we're the committee that we're reaching out to the recipients. There are 10 of them, and so we're providing sort of that still kind of that feedback kind of loop, and being able to understand how to best be able to support their efforts and to also do a meet and greet. So there are 10, and our goal is to meet with them on Fridays to space it out a little bit and with our schedules as well. So we've started that process, and we should have some dates by next time, maybe even meet, you know, one or two at that point, and we will share.
Nice.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. All right, item 13. Announcements by staff. Anything, Stephanie? Nope. Right. Announcements by commission members. Commissioners shall not engage in discussion with one another concerning said announcements. We can start. We'll start with Commissioner Mendez Sharon on that end, and just come
this
way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I guess just one. I'm really grateful for the way that we delve into our content, especially around diversity, equity, and inclusion. My role at the university is in the midst of that, being able to navigate some of the changes. And what's that created is an opportunity to do a deep dive and understand why we do the work that we do and connect that with accreditation and opportunities for expanding our definitions and our mission and our vision and our goal. So it's an honor to be at the place where I can help to frame those efforts. And it's so great to live here, to have that chance and to be a part of our commission.
Yeah. Awesome.
A lot of information is on the website, so if that's something that you want to look into, it's definitely there, but you can also speak with me about it.
You gonna give the website?
Mm-hmm.
The website?
Do you want to give the website address?
Oh, sorry. The Division of Access, Opportunity, and Diversity at the University of Iowa. Acronyms are DAOD. Yeah. And I can send that also
over
email.
Yeah, that
would
be great.
Awesome. I don't have that much to say today, but this Friday we have the Coralville Community Meal, the Harvest Fall Meal. So we're going to, as Mariam Girls Club and as a food pantry board member and as a chef or assistant chef, I'm going to be helping, you know, starting tomorrow. And hopefully you can join us on Friday between 5 and 7 at the Coralville Public Library. So, you know, it's a fall season with fall, you know, platters and things, and usually it's fun to meet, you know, I met lots of wonderful people throughout those community meals, so, you know, I would like to see you over there, so hopefully you can join us.
And then, this Friday?
This Friday, yes.
4 to 7?
5 to 7.
5 to 7.
At the library.
At the Coralville Library, yes. Uh-huh. Something else is Saturday at the Sam Morrison Park. They have the hydrocephalus, you know, a walk to end the hydrocephalus, and we're participating in that too. And they're anticipating 250 people to join in, and they're trying to raise up to $20,000. And I think they're reaching that goal, almost they're reaching that goal. And we're gonna be assisting them and helping them. I think this is the first walk in the area for such cause. So if you'd like to check their website or check my, you know, Facebook or social media for Mariam Girls Club, we have a link for them. So if you would like to support them in any way you could. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Well, I'll just share two things very briefly. So last week, September 21st, was the International Day of Peace. And so especially for those who are watching maybe the UN General Assembly in New York, and the conversations occurring there, both on global conflict as well as climate change, the centralization of peace is hopefully present too. An effort that I helped to co-facilitate, the Peace in Our Cities Network, we had our fifth anniversary on September 21st. This is a global network of municipal leaders, including mayors from around the world, as well as nonprofit organizations who have committed to reducing violence in their cities by 50% by the year 2030, which aligns with the Sustainable Development Goal 16, especially Indicator 16.1. So we actually just launched our website. I don't know if I can promote that too. Relaunched our website, I should say. It's pioc.org, and you can read there some of the great research that we've been able to do, as well as some of the wonderful insights from across our membership. I feel very proud of a number of them, our members, that is, and the work that they've been doing globally. And then the second thing is I was traveling last week. I think I'm still catching up on sleep. I was in Nairobi, Kenya, to help capture a story of a woman there who does mental health and trauma resilience healing trainings with women in the informal settlements, as well as those men who have been a part of criminal groups who have been then in jail and are trying to reintegrate into the community after that. There's a lot of extrajudicial police killings in the informal settlements of Nairobi, especially in Korogocho, where we were. And so we were able to really capture insights from her and her programs of what it's doing and why it's working. And later this year or next year, depending on how long it takes, we'll promote it alongside the book that I've mentioned before that we're gathering. So it was a tremendous experience to be able to be guided through Korogocho with her. They call her Mama Africa. So I really appreciated it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Only thing for me is, you know, I know we're all very aware of the upcoming elections. You know, I know we only have one more meeting, I think, before the election. I just wanted to take the opportunity to say that I think we all know there are a lot of human rights implications in the upcoming election, not just at the national level, but locally as well. We've talked in our meetings previously about the targeting of certain communities, the stripping away of reproductive freedoms, which we have issued statements on before, as those are human rights also. So just a call to all of us to vote ourselves and to encourage those of us that our neighbors, our friends, our family, to vote. This is our, you know, our chance to have that impact on human rights and to do direct action to hopefully change the direction of some of the things that we've seen on the state level and as well as nationally. So that's my announcement. Vote and make sure everyone you know votes.
Have a voting plan.
Have a voting plan, absolutely.
Awesome. Oh, my announcement. This Saturday from noon to 9 p.m., it's going to be the first inaugural African festival in Iowa City. So Iowa City is home to 30,000 born African living in Iowa, that call Iowa City home. So come out, support them. It's going to be a vibrant food, cultural, art, music. We're going to have booth. We're going to have food. We're going to have music. So come out and enjoy the event and support our brothers and sisters from African land. So.
Did you say where?
Pedmo.
Ah.
Iowa City, Pedmo. Going to have every country represented. So.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I've been busy, and we want to be done by 7, so I'll...
6:30, she said.
Last night, I attended this event, and it was with Sunyana Damala at the library. And it was such an important event, but I was sitting at a table with Kava from Azerbaijan, Reddy from Albania, and Daniela from Scotland, originally from South Africa. They were the only international people there, but they were at my table. And the forever welcome was this woman's husband was here on a work permit, and she came and was on his work permit. I don't quite know how that works. Mm-hmm. And he was at a bar, and he was from India, and the guy decided he was from Iran, and the guy was ushered out. He came back with his gun and killed him. That meant that she needed to go back to India. Mm-hmm. And now it's 6 years later, but how she's recovered, and she talked about our immigration and the difficulty with that. It was a real moving story. It was a video that she put together. Stephanie knows more, I think, but it was a real moving experience. going back, I meet every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock with the Interfaith Alliance for Faithful Voices Against Racism. Every Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, Interfaith Alliance Exposing Christian Nationalism. Mm. So I'll be facilitating a conversation about God and country on Friday. And I'll be facilitating a conversation about bad faith on the 13th of October. I visited with some visitors from Kosovo in September, but specifically, I hosted Samud event at Gloria Day. Samud is, because Gloria Day is my church, the Lutheran Church in America and the Lutheran Church in Jordan, Palestine, are yoked together. And to do the Samud, that is steadfastness, determination. And what's happening now in Israel, Palestine is just horrific. So it was, I think Chris Cowan was our presenter and she did a wonderful job raising awareness. The professional conference was on Christian nationalism this last Sunday and Monday. I was in attendance. I learned a lot from Reverend Angela Denker, who wrote a book on red counties, red Christians in red counties. It's 5 years ago that it was published. She continues to write. I attended an interfaith webinar on Project 2025. And what else have I done? Oh, and I'm working on a proclamation from the Interfaith Alliance regarding RAFRA, hoping to get cities and counties to sign this proclamation that not in our yard. I'm retired, I can do this. I'm humbled to be in your company because you do so much, and I'm kind of focused right now. And this Christian nationalism is just horrific, and it must stop.
Yeah. We appreciate the work you do, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, thank you, Mark. And I'm always humbled to be in your presence because you do, the work that you do is fantastic. Yes. You're always so busy, and yeah.
I do have one. So I didn't mention that City Council this coming Tuesday will announce the three vacancies, and those applications will be due by Tuesday, November 12th at 5 p.m. So if you know anybody who's interested in applying, just make sure they're familiar with this deadline and that they know how to apply. And we'll be doing like a news release and social media and stuff, but word of mouth helps too, so.
Anybody in the audience? Maybe.
That's what I didn't see my head look. They had to resign. It just, you know, they got appointed and just, you know, sometimes things happen and it wasn't the best time for them. But
so I see Anya and Idris and who else?
No, just Anya resigned. Anya, you're John asking Dean. Who the vacancies are?
Just Anya. Just Anya.
It would be Anya, which is technically Anya. Sylvia's position, and then Doug and John V.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. They'll be December.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And our next meeting, we go back to our regular Tuesday meeting, October 22nd. So we'll see everybody here then.
I had just a question about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I showed up at the library. It came from you, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all invited. It was just that I could make it work. Right?
Okay. Yeah. We changed the meeting to today because of that event.
Because of that event, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had plans too. I have family things that came up.
I'm retired.
So, yeah.
What are you doing? It doesn't mean I'm tired.
All right. So then with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.